Hey guys, and this episode is all about mobility. In fact, I'm so mobile, I'm doing it from my front porch. So without further ado, let's start the show. Hey guys, I have Scott Ellison with me. Scott, say hello.
Hey Lex, how are y'all?
Everything's going great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad spring is here.
Yeah, it is. In fact, it's beautiful out here. Like I said, I'm sitting out on my front porch. I'm trying to embody mobile for this episode. Yeah. So just to give some folks some background, Scott has sat, you know, two cubes away from me forever. And we see each other almost every day. And he came by one day and said, hey, you know, we ought to do a Taste of Premier on mobile. So, Scott, you got your wish. We're going to do a Taste of Premier on mobile.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to talking about what Premier can do for mobility. And, you know, we have a lot of customers today that, you know, traditionally in configuration manager admins, you know, we've supported a lot of Windows devices. But as more iOS and Android have come into play, you know, a lot of that configuration manager, the people that just do configuration manager, a lot of that's their area of management is starting to expand a lot. So, you know, and also with the release of Microsoft Intune in the past year, we're really starting to make a huge area into mobility with the Surface. So mobility really is becoming a big part of client management here at Microsoft.
Yeah, so we've got a new, you know, CEO and Satya, and I say new, relatively new. He's been here, over a year now. And he's really kind of changed our direction a bit with mobile, right? We're releasing things for iOS. We're releasing things that we didn't have before for Android. And so that footprint has become much larger.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, for when I started at Microsoft back in 2006 and supporting SMS 2003 and then moved into Configuration Manager 2007, and it was really all about the Windows device, and that's all what we managed. And then with Configuration Manager 2012 SP1, that's when we really started supporting other operating systems out of the box and really started getting into the mobile device management space. And that was the first time that you could take Windows Intune. At that time, it was called Windows Intune, and then they changed to Microsoft Intune. But that was the first time you could take Intune and really start integrating it into your on-prem configuration manager and really start managing other devices like iOS devices and Android devices. They further expanded on that with Configuration Manager 2012 R2, and and now every month, Microsoft Intune in the standalone version updates with brand new features every month, especially on the MDM scenario. And so now you have a choice of how you want to manage your devices. You can either go with a standalone Microsoft Intune, which will manage, you know, your Windows PCs, your iOS and Android devices, or you can go into a hybrid configuration where you leverage your on-premise configuration manager environment, and then you add the Intune component onto that and can be able to bring those iOS and Android devices into one environment. You have what's called a single pane of glass that you can see all your devices in your enterprise and get a good overall picture of what you own and how you manage that stuff.
And it seems to me that it's pretty transparent to the end user.
Yeah, I mean, the process is very easy to the user. The user, when they, let's say, for example, here's my iPad, for example, and I'm just going to show this here. So basically what they'll do is they go out to, for example, if I want to take my iPad and enroll this in device into, let's just use the hybrid configuration manager Intune scenario. They would go out to the App Store and then they would download the company portal app and install it onto their iOS device. Then using their credentials for their domain, they could enter those in and then they can enroll their device. So once the device is enrolled officially, then the company can start pushing down either Wi-Fi profiles, VPN profiles. We can do certificate management on the device. So there's a lot that we can do and a lot that we can bring to the table. And this is specifically, you can also, with a Windows 8.1 device, you can also do what Workplace Join. So we have a lot of solutions that can address bring your own device scenarios, choose your own device scenarios. Because the biggest thing that corporations face is, or companies, or even in public sector like we work, you know, you want to be able to separate the corporate data from the personal data. And a lot of people, especially in the commercial sector, a lot of companies are embracing BYOD, so they want but companies still want to be able to separate out devices, you know, their data from the company data. And so you give IT still has a sense of control over the device and can manage that asset, but then the user can still do what they need to do on that device.
Yeah. So I guess it all starts with Company Portal from an end user standpoint, right? You download and install Company Portal.
Yep. You download and install Company Portal. You enroll the device, and you're pretty much ready to go. Now, obviously, on the back end side, there's a couple of there's obviously some items that you have to set up on the back end to make that successful. For example, if you want to have the ability to do single user sign on, where the user actually all they have to do is put in their corporate credentials, you need to have ADFS and Workplace Join enabled. That's available in Server 2012 R2. There are other components that are part of the whole thing, depending on how you want to manage devices, but that's one thing. You also have to have DirSync enabled so that it synchronizes your Active Directory up to the Intune environment. Also, you have to have your DNS in place. So there's several components that you have to have set up in order to configure the experience for the end user. But for the end user, it's very transparent.
Cool. Can you give us a little bit of an example of what it is an administrator sees and some of the control that an administrator has?
Sure. Okay, Lex, so you were asking a lot about what's involved in the admin experience of setting up mobile device management. So I'm just going to start at a pretty high level and just cover some of the basics. Let's say if we were going to set this up in a lab environment, which is what I have here. So
awesome.
I think the first thing that any company or any organization, when they are looking at mobile device management from a purely technical perspective, and let's say they both have Configuration Manager and Microsoft Intune, how do you want to set your mobile device management authority? It can only be set one way. Either it can be for standalone Intune or the hybrid configuration manager using hybrid Intune configuration manager. So
Scott.
Yes.
Hey Scott. So can you talk just a second about kind of what the differences between the two are?
Okay, sure. So with your MDM authority, if you come in here into the Intune portal, you'll actually see, if you come down here to your admin and then over to mobile device management, you'll see what your mobile device management authority is. So if you set it to be Intune standalone Intune, that means Intune is going to fully manage your mobile devices, your iOS, your Android devices, and all the information reporting will go up to the cloud, and then you can come into your Intune reports and run your reports from Intune. If you set it to Configuration Manager, that means the mobile devices in your organization are going to show up in your Configuration Manager console. So basically, in a hybrid scenario, there's a role called the Intune Connector. And what that does is it links your on-premise Configuration Manager environment to your Intune tenant. And from there, you can manage your mobile devices. You can deploy applications to these devices. You can even come in here and retire or wipe a device. You can delete it. You can manage those devices through the Configuration Manager console. The thing that I like about the hybrid scenario is, again, you have your mobile devices and alongside your existing Windows devices in one infrastructure that you can see everything. So when management comes to you and says, hey, I need a report on the number of devices we have throughout our whole enterprise, you don't have to go to two different entities. You don't have to go run a report from Intune and do a config manage report. You have it all in one place. It also gives people a common interface to be able to deploy apps. A lot of folks, in a lot of organizations, the same team that runs Configuration Manager are the same group that will manage the mobile devices. In some organizations, the Exchange team manages mobile devices. So a lot of organizations obviously look at the Microsoft solution as is very important to their infrastructure. All right. So when getting into setting up your MDM authority, you have to consider, are we going to either use standalone Intune or Configuration Manager hybrid? And that's with Config Manager and hybrid together. So obviously with standalone Intune, all you're going to have to do is just bring come in here to your Intune portal. A user just enrolls the device you can pretty much, you're good to go. Now, obviously, if you want things like single sign-on where the users can use their credentials, you'll need to set up Active Directory Federation services. And that's, I'm not going to go into that today because that's a little bit beyond the scope of what we're here to cover. But the one key decision that I think you have to make as an organization is setting your mobile device management authority. Are you going to use standalone Intune or you're going to use make Configuration Manager as your MDM authority? Once you've made that decision, then that will help you architect the environment to what you need. Now, a couple of things that you need to if you want to set this up in a lab environment, I'm going to show you some kind of the high-level steps that you need. Now, we do have this good how-to articles out there on TechNet that you can reference on setting this up, but I'm just going to cover some of the high-level steps. So the first thing that you're going to need to do is in setting up your MDM, a hybrid configuration manager Intune environment, is first you're going to have to set your go into Active Directory sites and services and set your, a UPN suffix. Any kind of tenant that is set up for that you set up with Windows Intune is going to have your domain .onmicrosoft.com. So you're going to need to add your UPN, an alternate UPN suffix into your Active Directory domains and trust. So in this particular case, in my environment, my Intune tenant is charlotte.onmicrosoft.com. So I have to add that here as a UPN tenant, our UPN suffix. So that allows a user to for me to sync the user credentials. Now, again, if I want to do single sign-on where a user just puts in their email address, I have to have Active Directory Federation services set up. I don't have it set up in this lab, but for the purposes of today, we're not going to go into that level of detail. So you do need to add the UPN suffix of your Windows Intune tenant into Active Directory domains and trust. Another thing that you're going to have to do is also download the DirSync tool. The DirSync tool is important because what this allows it to do is this syncs the user accounts that into Intune that are going to be actually enrolling their devices. So you actually have to install DirSync on a server, and this is what moves those user accounts from your on-premise AD into the Windows Intune environment. So you do have to download the DirSync in order to do that. So once you have those up and configured, then you can actually come in to Configuration Manager and do some of your configurationing, the configuring to have your on-prem Configuration Manager talk to your Windows Intune tenant. First thing in here is that you have to have your Windows Intune subscription. Now, the beauty of this is that if you want to, we do have a 30-day trial that you can get to evaluate Intune for your environment. So you know, what I would recommend is that if you're even considering Intune, looking at it, go out there, get a 30-day trial. It doesn't, you know, it's easy to sign up. And you can, this is perfect for specifically if you want to put this into a test environment. But you'll need to come in here and configure an Intune subscription. So once you have your actual Intune subscription set up, then you can use that information. And then you can come in here and configure your Intune connector. Now, in my particular environment, I have a CAS and two primaries because I support some very large customers. But you can set up, install the Windows in this particular environment. I have a CAS and two primaries. So on my CAS site, I will install this Intune connector. Now, during the setup process, it's just going to ask you which primary site that do you want to make the devices a member of. You can only pick one primary site in your configuration manager hierarchy in order to let those devices be a member of. So once you have your Intune subscription and you've set up the connector, that will then go ahead, that will then set your mobile device manager authority to configuration manager. Then you can come in here into your the properties of your Intune subscription, and you can decide, you know, what kind of devices that you're going to allow for enrollment. So here I have my Android devices. I have the iOS devices. If you're going to be enabling or wanting to deploy apps to the iOS devices, you do need an Apple Push certificate, which you can easily get for free, so you can test that out. If you're going to be doing Windows and you're going to managing a Windows 8.1 device or a Windows RT device, you do need code signing certificates and cellular keys if you want to be able to deploy applications. You can also enable for Windows Phone, and then you can put contact information and a company logo into your Intune subscription properties. So once you have, those are some of the basics. Again, I'm not going into huge technical details of how-tos. We have that information out there on TechNet, but I just wanted to kind of give you an overview of some of the steps involved. So once all of that is completed, eventually, what's going to come down is you're going to have Intune extensions for Intune that will get enabled into the Configuration Manager console. And basically, what this does is this basically turns on MDM features so that you can manage mobile devices from the Configuration Manager console. So the first one that they we ever released was this Email Profiles extension, which allows you to configure email profiles for iOS and Android devices, and this is also this for these devices, and that you can they can apply to either an Office if you have Office 365, or if you have still have on-premise Exchange. You also have an enterprise mode extension that was released in 2014 that allows you to customers that if you're using IE11 and you need the backwards compatibility for older websites, web apps, you can enable enterprise extensions for Windows 8 and 8.1 RT devices. We also have extensions for iOS 7 and iOS 8, and then we also have extensions for 8.1. So you don't have to enable all these extensions. You just need to enable the ones that you want. You can come in and you can disable these. But what this does is this enables functionality within the Configuration Manager admin console. Another thing that you'll need to plan on configuring is doing AD Active Directory user discovery. So you're going to want the users in your Active Directory to be discovered and put into Intune. So as you can see here, I have Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, and some other test users here that are part of my Active Directory and then have been synced up into Intune. So what other things can we do to manage mobile devices? Well, not only can we deploy the email profiles to the device, but we can also deploy VPN profiles. So if you have, whether you use a Microsoft VPN solution or another VPN solution, you can apply those. Any Wi-Fi profiles. So again, if a device comes on to your corporate network, they'll already have the Wi-Fi profile there. And then also we can deploy certificates. This is an area that I'm actually working on with a customer with at the moment. We actually have there was a new role out and that was added to Configuration Manager 2012 R2 called the Certificate Registration Point. It actually works with a service that's part of Active Directory Certificate Services called the Network Device Enrollment Service. And so what the purpose of that role is to allow a user to enroll their device and have certificates to deploy to that device. And so, you know, you can have single sign-on authentication and that sort of thing. You can also deploy configuration items and baselines to your mobile devices, so your iOS, to your Android devices. And this will let you do things like disable the camera or, you know, if there's certain features on the device that you want to have management over, you can configure those. So if I was deploying a new configuration item to the device, obviously I'd set new config item. And I'm just going to call this test for iOS. I can pick my mobile device, and then I can come down here. And I can now come through here, and I can select all of my different settings that I want for the device. So, for example, let's see here. I'll give it a little check mark. So let's say I want to do, so as you can see here, I got them all selected. I can require a PIN on the device, and I can do, you know, they'll want to do a screen capture. Do I want to disable that? The gaming center, I can do, you know, cloud. Do I want to disable? Maybe you don't want iCloud to be enabled for your iOS devices, so you can to disable that. So you have plenty of items that you can create, configuration items to apply to the device to help you manage those devices.
Scott, that was an awesome demo, man. Thank you for doing that. Hey,
thanks,
so buddy. If customers, you know, want to learn more about this, I know that we have a couple of workshops that I'd like you to mention.
Right. So one of the workshops that we have that I took a couple of weeks ago is we have an onboard accelerator for devices. And this is an engagement. We actually have a basic version and a premium version that a customer, but this is where they can actually get a PF, organization can have a PFE come work alongside of with the team that's wants to set up the Microsoft Mobility solution. There's different phases of it. It covers everything from setting up things like your ADFS to helping you set up your ADFS. If you have to use Azure Rights Management or Azure RMS, we can come in and help get that configured, because that's a key component of enterprise mobility, is how do you protect those documents that are important to your organization. We set up the workplace join. We can help you set up the workplace join, the integrating your on-prem configuration manager environment into an Intune environment. So it does cover a lot of different items. If you have more information, definitely reach out to your technical account manager and they can get you information and they can set up a call with a premier field engineer. We're also going to be releasing a workshop in the future that's going to talk that customers can attend that will go more in depth on the configuration manager Windows Intune integration. So be on the lookout for those things, and I think your customers will get a lot of value out of that.
Awesome. And I think we're going to throw a website link up, but just so that customers, can hear it from you, what's the website?
So I don't have the actual website memorized, but if you go out to, if you just go out there and Bing Enterprise Mobility blog, Microsoft Enterprise Mobility blog, you can go out there and you'll see the Enterprise Mobility team site. And from there, you can get great information. It has links to the Intune team blog. It has links to the Configuration Manager team blog. There's also links to Microsoft Virtual Academy. Brad Anderson, who is our CVP for Enterprise Client, has a lot of good content on enterprise mobility. There's a ton of resources out there that an IT pro can get started with and learning about enterprise mobility and our solutions.
But again, thank you. Certainly a great episode.
Thank you, Lex. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to our customers today.
Awesome. Well, guys, that's it. That's your Taste of Premier.